Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, next Friday, on March 18th, I have a special guest, Angela Nicastro, to talk about the spring equinox on March 20th. And for this year's spring equinox, we'll have an unusual cycle that hasn't occurred since 1676. Sun conjunct Uranus at 0 degrees Aries. That's like warrior change makers on steroids. So find out what to expect this spring. Plus, just a note that since I'll have a guest next week, I won't be doing What's Up in the Heavens on the program for March 18th. But you can still get it by registering for it on my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And there's a link at the top right of the homepage to register for it. And I make the info for What's Up in the Heavens available each week via email, and I'll do that for next week's show, even though I won't have time to give it on the air. So register for it now while you remember. Now, before I talk about What's Up in the Heavens, I want to let you know that we're in one of the most unusual and amazing periods in all of history. And if you find that you need another perspective about changes that are happening in your life, call me for a consultation. My toll-free number is 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And I also want to remind you to get yourself a good timing guide so you can work in harmony with the universe. And in case you're not familiar with the Good Timing Guide, this tool assists you to be more successful and get better results for your important activities. It'll let you know when to take important actions and when to wait with easy-to-read color codes. Days are not created equal, so make use of the best ones for your important tasks. You can order securely at the Polaris store by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Wow, huge stuff, eh? With the big earthquake in Japan and the huge tsunami. Yesterday was the last day that Uranus was in the sign of Pisces for the whole day. It's still there for a few more hours. And Pisces represents the oceans. Uranus represents change. And he was just giving a very big farewell to Pisces, where he will not be again for another 84 years. So, and today, on March 11th, we have a major shift starting today. This is actually the second major shift of this week. The first major shift occurred 2 days ago on March 9th when we started the last stage of the Mayan calendar, during which we'll develop unity consciousness. Now, I talked about this in depth last week, and I hope you heard that show, but if you missed it, you can still listen to it in the archives. This is a major shift that we're in now, and things are speeding up by a factor of 20. So this year will be 20 times faster than it's been beginning this past Wednesday, March 9th. Today's major shift is that Uranus moves into the sign of Aries, and the revolution resumes in full swing. The last time we had Uranus in Aries was between January 1928 and March 1935. Now, notice that we were having very challenging economic times back then as well. Plus, last summer, Uranus tiptoed into Aries from late May through mid-August. So we had a little preview last summer. This time, Uranus will stay in Aries for most of the next 8 years, so it will be with us until early 2019. Uranus represents the change maker, and in the sign of Aries, he's a warrior change maker. This is the archetype of a radical, an activist, an off-world alien, a foreigner, or someone very unusual. And in the sign of Aries, Uranus is fearless, and he's willing to stand up for democracy, unions, and equal rules for everyone. He's willing to fight. So we're already seeing this in Wisconsin with the big issue regarding labor unions. The last time we had Uranus and Aries, the unions became legalized. The situation in Wisconsin, I would say, is just beginning. Now, we're also seeing this energy in the Middle East. And once Uranus gets into Aries today, the big guns will show up over there. That will probably be the U.S., NATO, or the U.N. Someone will step up to provide support to the rebels in Libya. They may not fight for them, but they'll give them the tools, training, and weapons to do so. And as soon as Uranus gets back into Aries, where he was last summer, then the cycle of Uranus square Pluto will again be strongly in range for the entire time that Uranus is in Aries. These planets in a challenging configuration suggest that we're going to see a lot of people taking back their power, especially related to political freedom. These are revolutionary energies, and although we're watching this in the Middle East at the moment, the United States also has its political freedom issues, too. We no longer have rights either since habeas corpus was eliminated a few years ago. So anyone could be detained in the United States as a terrorist, and that person has no right to a trial. So don't be surprised when Americans finally take to the streets. Uranus square Pluto is another phase of the issues that were started in the mid-1960s. Back then we had race riots, Vietnam War protests, women's liberation, the sexual revolution with the pill, and the ecological Back to the Earth movement. And all parts of society changed then. We were very fortunate back then to have the TV series Star Trek, which gave us a model for where we were headed. Now, Uranus square Pluto peaked 7 times between 2012 and 2015. So now just compare that to the mid-60s when the Uranus conjunct Pluto peaked 3 times over 9 months. This revolution will last longer and the changes will occur much faster. And also watch for issues related to internet freedom. And the UK has already passed a bill that allows their government to take down any site they don't like. There will be attempts to do the same around the world. And also watch for Earth changes. Those are back in major period here for the next 8 years. So always be sure that you're prepared. Now, next, we're also in the early stages of an economic challenge that come to a head later in the month for the second time. The cycle is Jupiter opposite Saturn. That cycle first peaked in August 2010. It peaks again for the second and last time on March 28th. The cycle is associated with slow growth, and it stays in range through April 19th. Now, after that, though, our economy will gradually improve until we reach our next high in 2019. Now, next, we're still in the midst of Venus sextile Jupiter, which peaked just yesterday. The cycle is an opportunity for money and love to come to you. So remember, they go hand in hand, because when you're in the high energy of love, money comes running to you. This cycle is still in range through Saturday, March 13th, so enjoy this weekend. Just be careful that you don't spend too much money. In addition, we also have the cycle of Venus trine Saturn. This is an excellent cycle for signing contracts because both parties understand their responsibilities to each other and they have a very positive relationship. This cycle is in range now and peaks on March 14th. It stays in range through March 19th. If you're signing a contract this weekend through March 14th on Monday is particularly excellent. You can also use this to beautify your home or office by decluttering or eliminating things that are no longer needed and creating balance. Venus trine Saturn is also excellent for budget planning, too. Now, next, we have the cycle of Mercury conjunct Jupiter this week. Now, this cycle is terrific for lots of communication. If you want to have a 4-hour conversation with your best friend, this is the cycle that supports that. It's also great for communicating a particular belief or influencing others to support your agenda. If you have a message you want to get out, this is the cycle that will help you the most. The cycle is in range now. It peaks on Tuesday, March 15th, and stays in range through March 21st. Now, next, Blue Communications begins Wednesday, March 16th. This means it's time to slow down and start double-checking all details thoroughly. You'll be blue if you don't. Most mistakes occur with this cycle. Beginning that day, you cannot outrun Mercury retrograde, which will start 2 weeks later on March 30th. This is also the time to prepare for Mercury retrograde. Get your cars fixed now before they break. If you wait until your car breaks down next month, it'll take longer to get it fixed because everyone else will need to get their cars fixed too. Also remember to do a full system computer backup during this period so your computer system is completely ready in case of a crash. Now for a tip from my good timing guide, which I'm going to tell you, go to my website and get it on my What's Up in the Heavens, because I'm running out of time here. So you can catch that at AskMadeline.com, AskMadeline.com, and sign up for my What's Up in the Heavens. And that's at the top of there's a link at the top right of the homepage for that. Okay, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. If you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City Solve UrbanRace.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Sea vegetables. Seaweeds such as kelp, dulse, and sea palm are rich sources of trace minerals. Seaweeds are alkalinizing and anti-inflammatory. Since most of us don't consume enough, consider adding seaweed to your rice, soups, beans, etc., or munching on seaweed snacks such as sea crunchies, which are toasted sea palm fronds. Raise metabolism and support your thyroid. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxins. This is when your friend glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action Whey. Action Whey is nature's perfect way of providing the three precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Whey has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Whey and visit seaandearth.com. That's S-E-A GlutathioneandEarth.com to find out how to get your raging fire under control.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Now, right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we can handle one more caller. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And remember, for personal questions, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. Also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, I offer both business and personal consultations to help you and your business get headed in the right direction. And I also do relationship charts to help you understand your most important relationships. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's take Susan. She's calling in from Everett, Washington. She wants to know, is she going to be moving anytime soon? And her birth information is 11/19/49 at 12:21 a.m., and she was born also in Everett. So, Susan, welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline Gerwick. And a little more detail about your question.
Oh, I took care of my mom for 20 years, and she just passed away this July, and I'd like to sell the house and move.
Ah, okay. Well, it looks like you're in a period where there's a very big change, like you're ready for like a very big change, and that it can happen relatively easily.
Okay.
Is your house up for sale now? Or?
Oh, it's known that it is. It's not up for sale, but, I mean, I have some alternatives.
Your house is not for sale now.
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, people around here know, so
people are
interested.
Oh,
yeah.
People that are interested know that you want to sell the house.
Yes.
No, I see. Okay.
I'm just getting all the paperwork in order and everything done that I can.
So have you had an offer?
Just a really lame one.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
A low baller. It happens.
Yeah.
Right. So you're planning to put it officially on the market, or what's your...
Oh, yes, by next week, yes.
Okay. We're pretty much out of date, you know, for putting things on the market, unless you get it up by Monday.
Okay.
You know, it's pretty much this weekend, and then, you know, Monday, and that's it until May.
Oh, I better get busy.
Yeah, I mean, you could. We're going to run into Mercury retrograde, and if you do it after that, before Mercury retrograde, you're likely to have, you know, mistakes, not be ready, basically. You see, and then we go through Mercury retrograde, which is a hard time to actually put something up for sale because it's full of delays. And
I see.
Yeah, it's actually much better to use that for fixing a house up, that kind of situation where you're going
to... Yeah, I just don't have the capital to do that right now.
Right, yeah. So that would be a great time to do all of that, get that done by the end of April, and then in early May there are several good days when...
Do you see any capital coming in for me so I can accomplish these things?
Capital, meaning as in cash.
Yes.
Yeah, let's see here. It looks like you're encountering a bit of a challenge with that at the moment. You should get a little bit past that in the next, I don't know, 3 weeks or so here. And it looks like you could get some money, actually. It may not be a lot of money, but it might be something to get you started.
Okay.
In the next week here, next, 5 days to a week, something looks like it could show up.
Okay. That's
helpful. Yeah, it may not be a lot, though, but it might be something.
Super.
Yeah. At least it would get you started. started.
Yes.
At least it will get you started. And actually, next week, you should have another little hit to your income that might help.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah. Now, is there any tendency on your part to spend a lot of money? Because you could also spend it.
No, I've been really frugal.
Okay.
I can make a meal out of a pea, so that's great.
That's impressive.
Okay.
That's really
that
impressive.
That is very impressive. Yes, indeed. So you're looking pretty good in terms of getting a little bit of money in.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And it looks like you have a fairly good opportunity that will show up here. Just going to check to see how soon this will happen. It's certainly coming up where you could have a relatively sort of a big situation, a big opportunity show up.
Wonderful.
Out of the blue kind of thing. Now,
yes.
This is going to peak, that big opportunity is going to peak in mid-April, but it's going to be in range. Just starting like next week. So,
oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so you still have a lot of different ways that could come together. But it's going to peak in mid-April.
Great. I appreciate your information.
Yeah, well, I hope that helps, and I hope you, call me if you can, right, for a good time to list your home in May if you wait that long, because there are certain times when you can get multiple offers on a house.
Cool.
If you list it at the right time. So,
yep.
Yep. That's one possibility.
All right. Well, thanks, Susan, for calling in. And I hate to interrupt here. I think we have time for one more, Madeline. It's actually not a reading, but actually a question,
sure.
If that's okay. And
absolutely.
Sure. Let's jump right to it. And it's Sunny. She's calling in from Fremont, California, and she had a question about the U.S. Economy. So, Sunny, welcome to the show. What's exactly your question?
Well, when we see the things, the economic upheavals and things that are going on, it seems really negative and, you wonder if we're ever going to regain the, kind of prosperity that we had at one time in our country. And then you think with the Mayan calendar and, maybe the end of life as we know it or something. But I'm wondering, is a good prognostication that maybe out of all this, some good things will happen? And then what do you think is the best thing for people to do to hedge their bets to keep their households as prosperous as possible during all this upheaval?
Okay, I'm going to answer your last question first to make sure we get it on the air. It's to buy gold.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is no safer and more prosperous way to basically hedge your money, to secure your money, let me put it that way, than to buy gold coins with it. Standard gold coins like U.S. Eagles, Maple Leafs from Canada, Kroners, Krugerrands, those kinds of things. Standard weight, no special minting, no special, fineness, anything like that, just standard coins. And that would be the best way to hedge your funds. I do actually think that we are headed towards a much better situation. But the current economy is not something that is sustainable because it's built on way too much debt. So the debt levels have to change before you can jumpstart an economy. It's kind of like tying, 50 or 100 pounds of lead to somebody's feet and dumping them in the river and then expecting them to swim when you have all that debt. It holds the economy down. So the debt is at all levels, from the country to businesses to individuals, and it's way too high. So what we'll get out of this is a sustainable economy, and we'll get peace. And that is, of course, the whole purpose of creating unity consciousness, is for everyone to realize that there is no us versus them. There's just us. There's just, everyone is part of the divine energy.
have anything particular coming up May 21st. There was something just last night I'd heard, just I just came
maybe
in at
March
the end of
21st.
I thought it was May 21st, and
well, March 21st is very close to our Sun conjunct Uranus on that day with the equinox of the day before. So it's huge, it's very huge. But we're out of time, and I apologize, and I hope I've answered your question as fastest way possible with the maximum amount of information. But call me back in 2 weeks, and I can talk to you about that some more.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. So each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week your tip is this. Have you ever chased a cat or dog that you're trying to catch? Well, it can be quite a challenge because they're running faster than you are. But if you stand still and call that animal to you, perhaps coaxing it with a treat, it comes running to you. And the same thing is true with prosperity. So change your energy from anxiety, stress, fear, and worry to that of calm, happy, joyful, or other positive energies. Now, next Friday, remember, I have a special guest. Angela Nicastro will be here to discuss our highly unusual spring equinox. Remember to visit my site at AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com. While you're there, remember to order your 2011 Good Timing Guide. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our teen inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing. And is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey. One who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staupe is just that person. An experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staupe can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Meet Kevin.
I was 60 pounds heavier than I am now. I was at 35% body fat. I was depressed. I was miserable.
Then Kevin consulted Seattle nutritionist Bev Kinblade, who made some adjustments in his diet.
It wasn't some fad diet. It was solid nutrition. My metabolism improved drastically. My energy shot up. My self-confidence, self-esteem. It was life-changing.
Find out about a free 30-minute nutrition appointment with Bev Kinblade at SeattleNutrition.com. SeattleNutrition.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web drdarvish.com.